but the 40s seems to be that era when it's, you know, taking everything you've learned and putting it into action. And then you realize very quickly, I think, that sometimes you just don't know how to do it.
Hello, my name's James, and thank you so much for checking out my podcast, Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. In this podcast episode, I'm lucky enough to be joined by a dad who was in the United States Air Force for about 10 years. And we're going to talk about why, when you're a man in your 40s with absolutely zero free time, is the time you need your male friendships the most.
Saying, are you all right? At least that demonstrates to another person, if I'm going to do the 5-minute phone call that I'm talking about, or if I'm going to reach out to somebody to talk to them, or if I'm going to share after a jiu-jitsu session how, you know, I'm struggling with this at work or this at home, well, there seems to be a person right over there that I can do that with because he asked me that question.
It's another connection. I try to explain this to my sons, who are often, they've got an older sister who's invited to every single party and has hundreds of friends. And I've said, look, it might be different for you, or but men, I don't need lots and lots of friends. I find I've got one or two really good friends, probably one really good friend who I could ring at 1 a.m. and I know he'd be there. I think that's a thing, and it's a big generalization. Obviously, people might question it, but I think with men, it might take longer for another man to trust you. But then once you're there, you're in, there's a stronger bond, I think, with male friendships.
Yeah, I think there's such a difference between having friends and experiencing friendship.
Yeah.
Right? There's just such a vast difference there. In my previous life, when I was on active duty, I was traveling around the world handling things for the military, and I would encounter a lot of people. And by virtue of that, would create what you would call the big network, right? Yeah. People that had my number and I had theirs. And those conversations would occur, but they were never deep and meaningful. I have found over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, that group has very quickly shrunk for me, to the people that I can really talk to and with whom I really experience friendship, as opposed to just having friends.
This is part of the time I found in my life, mid to late 40s, when actually you need your friendships the most. And life's so busy and there's so much going on, and you're at the beck and call of so many different people. Actually, this is probably the hardest time to maintain a friendship. But ironically, it's the time you need friends the most, really. You need to really make an effort of going for that weekly run and then maybe a beer afterwards. And I find that quite often, because I'm lazy and don't want to train jiu-jitsu, I'll maybe text a mate and say, are you going down tonight? And I'm like, well, if you've arranged to go and you don't turn up, that's not cool. You've made a commitment to someone else. That helps. Ironically, it's helping you maybe more than it's helping him. But if that works, then do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the commitment we make to other people is gigantic. And there's so much social science behind the idea of being in that friend group, that group of people that keep each other accountable and make sure each other are present or doing the work that they say they're doing. But you're right. In this kind of era of our lives, I agree with you. I find that the 40s are this period of time when you've gone through the exploration of what you want to do with your life, who you want to be, how you want to show up. Maybe you've got a young family, you got kids or a spouse, maybe you don't, and you're just working through career and family outside of just marriage and fatherhood. But the 40s seems to be that era when it's, you know, taking everything you've learned and putting it into action. And then you realize very quickly, I think, that it's the translation of learning to action that sometimes you just don't know how to do it. I mean, there's just so many things you don't know how to do. And for me, I don't know how to build a business. I don't know how to market. I don't know how to handle my accounting. I don't know how to answer the phones when they ring. And then at home, it's the same thing. I don't know how to deal with this thing when it comes up. And kids are the same way, right? And this children challenge you in new and unique ways
hourly,
every single day. I've got an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old. And the ways in which they challenge your fortitude is incredibly unique. Yeah. And the only way you know how to get through it is by being able to chat about it to somebody that's got a 10 and a 5-year-old who did the same 8 and 3-year-old thing 2 years ago.
Well, you've got no choice. And I think that's the thing about parenting is you haven't got a choice. We have a 5-year-old, a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old. And it's not like a just, you know, I can't be bothered. Like, no, you are the go-to person. No. You have to fix this. Yeah. This is on you.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want to wear those particular socks and is having a meltdown because of those socks, you need to fix it.
I really hope you got something from this podcast. And if you have something you want to do or you're trying to do something, I'd love to know. Please let me know in the comments. And if you're starting a podcast or starting a YouTube channel or writing a book and want some one-to-one support, you can book a complimentary 50-minute session with me. The link's in the description. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care. My book, First Time Dad, A 42-Week Guide to Pregnancy, is available in Kindle and paperback form on Amazon and an audiobook form on Audible. To sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit my website, www.dadmindmatters.com.